EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine outside this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 60. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 31. Tonight, mainly clear. Clear skies. Tomorrow, 70. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 52.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Cropland can be quite susceptible to wind erosion under some conditions. Cooler than normal temperatures, drought conditions may limit vegetative growth and cover, and burning and removing crop residue for forage creates a particularly serious hazard. Winter wheat and other fall-planted crop fields also may be susceptible during periods of low cover in the winter and early spring. This is particularly true during drought. K-State Extension says marginally productive cropland may not be sufficient in producing enough residue to protect against wind erosion. In addition, overgrazed or poorly vegetated rangeland may also be subject to wind erosion. So those recent wind conditions have been conducive to erosion, and given the numerous days with significant peak wind gusts recorded over much of the region. It's important to monitor field conditions and identify fields that have a condition to blow. Such of those include low vegetation cover and a high proportion of erodible sized clods. Those are less than 1 millimeter in size, about the thickness of a dime. It's better to be proactive and treat potential problems before they occur to try to react and catch up once a field is actively eroding. The dairy industry asking the Biden administration to take additional steps to address difficulties in getting containers full of U.S. ag commodities on ocean-going vessels. The U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation say they are grateful for actions already taken, like new pop-up sites to provide empty containers to ag exporters, but that more needs to be done. They say supply chain challenges have cost U.S. dairy exporters over $1.5 billion last year alone. The additional recommendations submitted will provide agriculture exporters much-needed insight into container availability and provide avenues to incentivize carriers to load outbound shipments to key dairy markets around the world. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country's E71 pickup. They have a like new 2020 Silverado 1500 LTZ. It's a Z71 package, one owner, four-door, and available for immediate test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a fatal weekend shooting in Wichita. At approximately 1:20 a.m. on Sunday, police responded to a shooting call in the 1300 block of North Hydraulic in Wichita. That's according to Officer Chad Ditch. Upon arrival, officers located 31-year-old Nyron Bowen of Wichita on the ground with multiple gunshot wounds to his body. Bowen would be transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced deceased. The investigation revealed Bowen was on foot leaving a nightclub. Witnesses reported hearing several gunshots, and Bowen was located just south of the nightclub with multiple gunshot wounds to his body. The Emporia Police Department is investigating a shooting after being called to Newman Regional Health, where a three-year-old child came to the hospital with a gunshot wound. Authorities said a preliminary investigation indicates the child got access to a firearm and accidentally shot himself. The investigation is ongoing at this time. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
One person was arrested after shots were fired early this morning near an elementary school in Emporia. According to the Emporia police, they responded to the incident after it was reported at an apartment complex in the 900 block of Cottonwood Street. Deputy Police Chief Kevin Risley said that officers made contact with the suspect. A special negotiator was called to the scene, and the suspect surrendered to police just before 6 o'clock this morning without further incident. Two people were injured in a motorcycle crash on Sunday afternoon in Park City, north of Wichita. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, 59-year-old Scott Banks of El Dorado was driving a 2011 Harley-Davidson MC. His passenger was 59-year-old Judy Banks, also of El Dorado. According to the KHP, the Banks were heading southbound on I-135 at the 77th Street exit when, for an unknown reason, Scott lost control. The motorcycle came to stop on the roadway. The two were both taken to a local hospital for minor injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say wind-driven wildfires sweeping through parts of Nebraska killed a retired fire chief and injured at least 15 firefighters. The man who died Friday night was working with firefighters as a spotter in Red Willow County in the southwest corner of the state. Alyssa Sanders with the Nebraska Emergency Management Agency said Sunday that 66-year-old John P. Trumbull of Arapahoe, who was a retired Cambridge fire chief, was overcome by smoke and fire after his vehicle left the road. Blazes had been reported in 14 counties around the state since Friday. The state agency said those other fires had been extinguished or mostly contained by Sunday afternoon. Google says it will invest more than $750 million in Nebraska this year, an investment that includes construction of a data center in Omaha. The investment also includes an expansion of Google's existing data center in Papillion. The new Northwest Omaha data center will be the third Google data center to open in the region. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
I attend second-guest dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week opened a public hearing regards vacating a township road, Oak, between Dewey and Main Street, and the alleys in Blocks 2 and 4 in Valitz. Meeting with department heads, the county clerk advised taking filings for precinct committee men and women for the primary election, as well as township clerk position, and one other local position, Commissioner District 1. The county councilor said tax sale notices for property owners unable to be served are now being published. The tax sale is probably 6 weeks to 2 months out. Notices have been placed on all tax sale properties. Public Works Administrator said they're busy blading, grading, and hauling rock. Emergency Management has a new clerk to replace Leslie Jeter, who recently transferred to the Sheriff's Office, as Joy Wilkinson was approved for the post. Deputy Treasurer said the second half tax collection is upcoming. The Extension Agent said they're busy educating the public on the benefits of an extension district and are in the beginning stages of discussing an extension district with four counties to our south. They remain busy educating patrons on Medicare and Medicare supplements and recently prepared over 200 tax returns. The health nurse said they're looking forward to the new nurse, Aaron Prawley, starting later this month. The sheriff said he had one employee complete the academy, who is currently a jailer, but will be filling in when he loses two officers to National Guard deployment for a year. Agency on Aging advised state recently extended the mask mandate through May 3rd. Commodities and breadbasket will continue monthly distributions through the remainder of the year, except for August. Register of Deeds finishing a personal property valuation and will send out valuation notices May 1st. Department heads were asked for input on per diem. It was consensus the per diem does need to increase. Washington County commissioners at their last meeting heard a presentation from local realtor Mark Ulick regarding property valuations for tax purposes, particularly along U.S. 36 highway through the city of Washington. Ulick shared information pointing to higher appraised values than adjacent counties, and appraiser Lance Lease was asked to join the meeting. He spoke of a limited number of comparable sales that are used to determine value and addressed other questions. His office will conduct adjacent county data and take that into consideration, with commissioners requesting an update when available. Options regarding establishment of a countywide ambulance service were again discussed, with several representatives present at the Washington County meeting, including emergency management, EMTs, and hospital officials. Jim Reed with the Kansas Board of Emergency Medical Services spoke as to how a system may be organized, urging commissioners to keep satellite services in various communities. Pottawatomie, Jewell, and Rooks counties were noted as operating with combined services. Costs would vary as to whether part or full-time operations would be included. Currently, community ambulance services are located in Washington, Hanover, Lynn, and Clifton. Hanover Hospital recently suspending operations due to staffing issues has prompted discussion on the topic. No action was taken as the conversation continues. A representative with NextEra met with commissioners last week and also with landowners at a dinner meeting, outlining details and progress on the High Banks wind farm program, which was being developed in northwest Washington and eastern Republic counties. Over 300 landowners have signed on, and road improvements for haul routes and turbine locations are tentatively scheduled to begin late this year, with construction beginning next spring and a targeted completion late next year. Of the 216 proposed locations, some 10 to 15% will be located in Washington County. Nemahal County Commissioners met in special session last Tuesday to interview candidates for the Emergency Management Director. Following executive succession, they stated an offer will be extended to an individual for the Emergency Preparedness Director position following reference checks. Phyllis A. Mathewson, age 88, of Axtell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 4, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Mathewson.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Smoky Hill Construction takes pride in building infrastructure projects in Kansas. We want you to join our team. Positions are available for heavy equipment operators, truck drivers, concrete finishers, and construction workers. Inexperienced trainees start at $17 an hour. We also offer health insurance, travel reimbursement, paid time off, and training opportunities. Experience the pride in seeing your project take shape each day and being valued in a positive atmosphere. Search online for Smoky Hill Construction to apply.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions staying clear but cooler across the region today, but temperatures will continue to warm up throughout this week. Typically for April 25th, we can expect to see highs in the mid-60s throughout Iowa, the mid-60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Today, we can expect to see highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying a bit cooler overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 30s throughout Kansas, and the lower 20s and lower 40s throughout Missouri. Warming up throughout Tuesday and Wednesday with a chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 69, record high on this date 96, the average low 46, and the record low 27. Sunset this evening 8:14, sunrise in the morning at 6:36.
Animals just seem to know when the weather is about to change. We examine the science behind weather lore on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 25th, the 115th day of the year. Jazz great Ella Fitzgerald was born on this day, and Buddy, the first seeing-eye dog, went on the job on this day in 1928. Your mutt may not be well-trained, but he might be able to forecast a storm. For centuries, people have noticed that animals seem to sense impending changes in the weather. Cows come home, roosters crow at night, pigs collect leaves, and birds and frogs make more noise than usual. What's the science behind all that weather lore? Generally speaking, those creatures are more sensitive to pressure changes or humidity than humans. They're not better forecasters than anyone else. They're just better at paying attention. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local forecast and more weather lore at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches our listening area, count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologists and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of the storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
Dane's Automotive in Waterville and Marysville is a reliable automotive repair shop. And Dane's now offers and installs vehicle accessories, including bumpers, guards, bull bars, wheels, bed liners, covers, lift kits, fender flares, running boards, hitches, and winches. Call them for all your service needs, including tire repair, at Dane's Automotive, located in Waterville and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Wind Surge concluded their six-game homestand against the Midland Rockhounds with a 10-7 victory thanks to an early first-inning offensive boost, scoring five runs. Wichita's bats were an early problem for Midland starter Matt Milburn as they scored five quick runs on four hits and three walks to take a quick 5-0 lead with the help of two extra base hits. The Wind Surge will resume action on Tuesday on the road for a six-game road trip at the Arkansas Travelers. First pitch is scheduled for 11.05 a.m. tomorrow. According to a Miami, Florida attorney, Nigel Pack received an $800,000 name, image, and likeness deal from Life Wallet for transferring to Miami University. That includes him receiving a car. The former K-State guard announced on Twitter Saturday he'd be playing for the Hurricanes next season, after declaring for the NBA draft in late March. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Kansas junior guard Christian Brown announced on his social media that he has declared for the 2022 NBA draft. He will retain his NCAA eligibility while testing the draft process. According to KU head coach Bill Self, he says, quote, "We all believe Christian is a first-round talent. We think he has a shot to go high in the draft, and we are very hopeful that he does," end quote. Student-athletes are allowed to participate in the draft process and return to college if they make the decision to do so by June 1st. Wichita State softball wrapped up a record-breaking weekend with another run-rule win over Memphis and a no-hitter from Aaron McDonald. The Shockers took down the Tigers 19-0 on Sunday afternoon, stretching Shockers' win streak to 8 games overall and 3 more wins this weekend to sweep Memphis. McDonald threw 5 innings and struck out 6 in the no-no. It was the 17th no-hitter in Shocker softball history. The win today also gave head coach Christy Breadbinner her 314th victory at Wichita State, the most all-time. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America. American Network Sports.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Sliced, sauced, or cooked in your favorite recipe, tomatoes are a favorite and versatile vegetable, and they taste best when grown and harvested from your own garden or container. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Ensure the best flavor and greatest results by selecting the most disease-resistant varieties and growing your tomatoes in full sun and moist, well-drained soil. Further narrow down your selection and grow varieties best suited to the intended use. Bite-sized tomatoes are great for salads, relish trays, and snacking. Sweet and Neat produces clusters of red cherry tomatoes on compact plants. And try the explosively sweet Sun Gold cherry tomato. Paste and sauce tomatoes like Roma's have meatier fruit, making them perfect for sauces, soups, and preserving. San Marzano heirloom paste tomato has become popular with gourmet and home chefs. And grow a few slicing tomatoes to enjoy on sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and salads. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Here are your 3 bacon on bacon quarter pound double cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
Dang, son. This bacon is just hanging out of this burger, dog.
That nice
tangy smoked sauce.
The bacon on this burger is just asking me to eat it.
You should oblige.
Bring home the bacon with a Sonic Bacon on Bacon Quarter Pound Double Cheeseburger, stacked with four slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoked sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
Quality products by quality people for quality customers. Join the Landall team. Looking for painters, welders, assemblers, and material handlers. Offering competitive wages and a benefit package that includes $2 an hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, comprehensive insurance, profit sharing, and the newest benefit, fuel allowance, and much more. Apply online or call 785-562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, including vets and disability.
Lots of people have nicknames. This baseball Hall of Famer was so proud of his hometown, they inserted it into his name on his plaque at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. The story of that record holder and the interesting town name from where he hailed is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Sam Crawford and his friends were like many youngsters who will do just about anything to get to play a game.
He and lots of local kids would play wherever they could find a spot, and they didn't have a regulation ball or a real ball, so they would make a ball.
Aaron Hauser shares the story from Crawford's hometown of Wahoo, Nebraska.
He dropped out of school, seventh grade, so he never finished school. He apprenticed as a barber and a shoeshine boy in one of the local general merchandise stores, the Killian Brothers store, and the manager of the Killian Brothers was interested in starting a team.
It was an inauspicious start for a man who would become a Hall of Famer.
They kind of went around to the small towns and played other put-together teams. They didn't have uniforms or anything at the time, so they just rode around in a wagon and showed up in a town and, hey, we're here to play baseball.
Crawford played in Canada for 6 months, was discovered by the Cincinnati Reds, and debuted with them in September of 1899. He later played for Detroit in the same outfield with Ty Cobb.
He played at the same time, was a little bit overshadowed by Ty Cobb. Apparently, they didn't get along. Sam thought that Ty was kind of a show-off, was more about Ty Cobb instead of the team. But in later years, it was Ty Cobb who really pushed for him to be a part of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Crawford still holds the major league record for triples for a career at 309 and second most inside the park home runs. He was proud of his roots, and upon election to the hall in Cooperstown, he requested his plaque read, Sam Wahoo Crawford. Traveling the countryside in Wahoo, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectible auction for the Dolores Sutton Estate and Harold and Virginia Sutton Saturday, April 30th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 700 Cooley Street in Blue Rapids. Selling appliances to include a stack washer and dryer, 26 cubic foot refrigerator, washer and dryer set, 60-inch flat screen TV, plus 3 and 4 piece bedroom sets, other furniture and kitchen items. Hand tools include power tools. A rotting lawnmower is a 13-horse 30-inch, plus a 5-horse chipper vac, other yard items. Antiques and collectibles include an upright phonograph and records, 2 tabletop Victrolas, player piano and rolls. Primitives include frame, leather, cushion, barber chair, round galvanized icebox. Glassware includes carnival, cobalt blue, ruby red, milk glass, crystal, and depression. This household and collectible auction for the Dolores Sutton Estate and Harold and Virginia Sutton Saturday, April 30th, begins at 10 a.m. in Blue Rapids at 700 Cooley Street. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
You don't need a huge garden to grow a bumper crop of vegetables. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Raised bed gardens have a lot of benefits, and here's how to build one as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I have a raised bed garden in my yard for growing everything from tomatoes to green beans. It's easy to weed and there are no compaction problems because I don't walk on it. Raised beds warm up earlier in the spring and dry out faster, so you get a jump start on the planting season. Brooke Edmonds is a commercial horticulturist with Oregon State University Extension. She says you can just mound up soil and plant into it or use some sort of framing material to hold the soil in place.
So that could be pressure treated wood. You can use concrete blocks, cinder blocks, but you can get really creative. Some folks have old watering troughs, just drill some extra drain holes in the bottom, and then you can fill that up with a soil mix and plant that out. There's lots of great custom designs out there.
The soil for a raised bed depends on the quality of your native soil. If it's good soil, you can rototill it and raise it up a few inches. If it's made of heavy clay or has lots of sand, it's best to buy garden soil that is well draining and has organic matter in it.
Usually folks may buy a bulk load, have that delivered, and use it to fill their raised bed. I wouldn't necessarily recommend potting soil. One, it's a little bit more expensive, and sometimes it has things like perlite or other things mixed in, which will basically like float to the top of your bed. But look for a well-draining garden soil. Take a look at it before you buy it. You may want to also purchase some compost or well-composted manures to mix into that to just help with the drainage.
How deep should the bed be? Edmund says the soil should be deep enough to support the roots of what you're growing. Learn more about raised bed gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, Thou of God and man the Son, Thee will I cherish. Thee will I honor.
10 weather for this Monday, the 25th of April. E&EY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking. Good morning.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Hi, this is Jay Biz. Trinville Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team. Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities who could really use your help. Positions are in a home life setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and retirement package. Apply for a full or part-time position or online at twinvalleyframes.com/jobopenings. Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
Immediate openings at the Marysville and Beatty locations. Apply now.
Where's the milk? An Extension dairy specialist believes dairy farmers should be asking that. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. As food products go, fluid milk has one of the shortest trips between farm and table. Yet there are places around the country where consumers are having trouble getting milk. Mike Brook is a dairy specialist with Kansas State University Extension. During a recent visit to a local grocery store, Brooke noticed there was not a single carton of milk on the store shelves.
As I've watched our dairy case for the last few months, I've noticed there's products that should be there that aren't there. Kind of hard for consumers to buy things if they're not on the shelf. So why are they not on the shelf? Well, I think this is a very, very important question. And I really think dairy producers need to be asking those questions.
Yes, Brooke believes dairy farmers themselves should be looking into this.
We have milk. Is it a matter of transportation? Is it a matter of something else in the supply chain? Seems to me that we should be able to get these things fixed. It didn't exist 2 years ago. 2 years ago, there were plenty of products on the shelf. Why are the shelves so empty today? I think it's time we take ownership of our dairy industry and then we stand up and we ask those questions.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, there's a lot of issues battling the ag industry, including fuel prices, freight charges, and avian influenza that are all helping push prices up for organic fertilizer. And Steve Lindeen, he's a manager with Midwestern BioAg, and he shares more about the organic fertilizer supply chain, beginning with what organic farmers primarily use for their fertilizer.
What organic farmers typically need and use for fertilizer are commercially produced products, like a nitrogen, a 13-00, rock phosphate for phosphates, and then there are organic potassium products. They tend to rely a lot on poultry litter, too, to get the nutrients the crop needs. That would be the major ones.
He goes on to explain that Midwestern BioAg has been available to source supply for the spring despite the cost of fuel and freight, and the only disruptions from the highly pathogenic avian influenza, otherwise known as the bird flu.
There's some large chicken farms in Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin that we tend to purchase product from. There's been some challenges in that particular product because of the bird flu obviously shutting down many poultry operations. Some have quarantined, so trucks can't enter their property. So that's put a little bit of a strain on the supply. The other thing that kind of affects that is fuel prices have risen dramatically, so that the way the freight charges have increased quite a bit. We have been able to source for this spring, maybe more of a challenge as we move through the summer and fall. The rail has affected it to a smaller degree, you know, with the backlog in the products that need to be shipped by rail, but that, you know, just a combination of the whole world economy.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Friend of the Court briefs supporting a pair of Idaho landowners who are challenging the reach of the Clean Water Act are piling up at the Supreme Court with filings from states, senators, congressional representatives, and a wide variety of industries and farm groups. 44 GOP senators and 155 House members have filed a brief that echoes other filings, such as the one from 14 major ag associations. The lawmakers called for limited federal regulatory presence in cooperation with the states when EPA and the Army Corps determine what constitutes waters of the U.S. Chantel and Michael Sackett, whose case is expected to be argued in the fall, had the backing of, among others, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a dozen of the state affiliates, National Association of Counties, National League of Cities, U.S. Conference of Mayors, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and 27 states. The Department of Health and Human Services working to address the issue of political interference in scientific decisions at FDA and other agencies. The Government Accountability Office report found that HHS agencies currently lack procedures for addressing political influence. In a letter included in the GAO study, HHS cited a report released in January on ensuring scientific integrity in federal government. It says policies should not apply to just career employees and contractors, but also political appointees. According to GAO, a few employees interviewed at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and FDA said that they felt that the potential political interference they observed resulted in alteration or suppression of scientific findings. Some of the respondents believe they had the potential for political interference may have resulted in the politically motivated alteration of public health guidance or delayed publication of COVID-19-related scientific findings, that report said. That's an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Old Bee Tractor Repair knows the fans will be in the stands cheering for the mighty Lynn Bulldogs spring sports teams. These athletes will show their dedication and talent when they take on the competition at sporting events this week. Good luck, guys and girls, from Oldie Tractor Repair in Lynn. Proud to support our athletes.
Knowing when to make the first cutting of alfalfa requires a couple of things. Understand the stages of plant growth and your forage goals on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
First cutting of alfalfa is both an art and a science. The calendar isn't a reliable method because weather conditions can vary so much from year to year. Harvesting alfalfa should depend on your objectives and the relative feed value you need from it. Bruce Anderson is an extension forage specialist at the University of Nebraska. He says one way of knowing when to cut is understanding the stages of growth. As alfalfa gets taller, the forage quality changes.
We've seen that typically during that first growth in the year, the acid detergent fiber, the neutral detergent fiber, the digestibility of that neutral detergent fiber, they all change by nearly half a point per day during the springtime. The relative feed value, the RFQ, will often change 3 or 4 points per day as that alfalfa plant gets more mature.
Using a PQ stick or the scissors clip method and lab analysis can fine-tune when the alfalfa quality is where you want it to be. Anderson recommends repeating this every 2 to 3 days.
As we do that, we can see how fast the quality of our alfalfa is changing on a daily basis and use that rate of change to predict when the alfalfa will be at our desired level in the future. That way we can be ready for that harvest.
Good timing is critical because relative forage quality can drop 10 to 15 points between cutting and baling time. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about cutting alfalfa to meet your forage goals at agriculture.com.
your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit for the first day of the week. We've kind of been back and forth throughout most of the day today. Kind of mixed in the grain market. Corn is still in the green. Kansas City wheat barely positive right now as we go through. Soybeans are still mostly lower. In the livestock, things are still red across the board. They've been pretty consistent throughout most of the day. In the corn market right now, May corn sitting up 3¾ cents, 7.96¾. July corn's up by 5¼ at 7.94¼. In the wheat market, Kansas City wheat for May also up just slightly right now, a half a cent in the green at 11.43¼. July's up 0.75 cents at 11.50¼. In the bean market, still mostly lower here, although it has slowed down a little bit. May soybeans are down 19¼ cents now at 16.96¾. July is also down 18½ cents at 16.69¼. On the meal side, May's down 5.60 at 4.53.20, and the soybean oil for May is down 86 cents at 82.40. In the oats market, mostly lower numbers here. May oats are down 2¼ cents at 7.19 even a bushel, with the July also down by 0.25 cents. Over in the livestock market, things are moving further into the red right now. April live cattle's down 3.07 currently, sitting at 139.37. June's down $2.75 at 135 at 65. In the feeder cattle, April's down $1.32, sitting at 156.62, with the May down 267 at 161.20. And the lean hogs taking some hits today as May lean hogs are down $4.17 at 107.67. June is down as well, with May $4.17 in the red at 107.67. U.S. dollar index today, a little bit of green on the board here as the June index up 52 cents at 101.74. We have the 30-year bonds for June up a point at 141.23, and the 10-year notes in the green slightly sitting at 119¼. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sales.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs. Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
KNDY.
Your head.
says, honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do.
Country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.